You're listening to The Way Out, creating financial freedom through network marketing with Andrew Logan. This podcast is your step-by-step guide to building and growing your own business and creating passive investment vehicles. If you crave legacy, wealth, and freedom, keep listening.
Hello and welcome to The Way Out podcast. Andrew Logan here. Great to be with you as always for another episode. Episode 145 here on this Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend and hopefully I can help you on the pathway to financial freedom. Start your week off with some skill sets and mindsets to help you further down that pathway to the dream life that you have up on that vision board. Now, today I want to talk a bit more macro. You know, we jump between sort of business skill sets and financial skill sets, as well as, you know, like individual, more sort of, you know, tactic style, day-to-day activities, and then bigger macro fundamentals, because the reality is the fundamentals never change. You know, tactics will move around as social media evolves, as the marketplace evolves, as you evolve, as your personal development develops you. You're going to be doing things differently as your friendship circles, your networks, your environment evolves, the marketplace we're in, all those sorts of things. Tactics will need to change, but the fundamentals will never change. And so for me, as much as I can, I like to keep the fundamentals as simple as possible. Because, you know, simple is understandable. If something is simple, people can understand it faster and it can duplicate faster too. Now, when we have, you know, tactics, obviously, you know, new social media tools come out or new things happen in the world, new products come out with your company, like those individual tactics will change. But the fundamentals of giving value to people and growing your business, we want to keep them as consistent as possible, because really they haven't changed for, you know, since the dawn of time. You know, help someone with a problem in their life and you will generally be successful. I mean, that is an underlying fundamental thing from day one. So I want to take you through the 6 steps to really creating that life-changing residual income, 6 steps to really creating that dream business. And then, of course, if you take care of your money, if you don't do anything silly with it, and, you know, you don't blow it all on silly things, then you will have, you know, it's essentially 6 steps to completely changing your life forever, setting up that legacy that takes care of you and future generations. So, as always, I like to keep this as simple as possible. Now, yes, individual steps, there's going to be different ways to do that, but that's also the cool thing. You know, the cool thing is you get to do this however you like. You get to, you know, reach out to people on social media or face to face. You get to do, you know, reels versus lives. You get to use stories or your social media wall, all that kind of stuff. You know, you do those things how you like and how whatever works best for you. I talked about this in one of the most recent podcast episodes. You know, you do it the way that you do it. You do it the way that's best for you, that you love to do it, that you get excited about doing it. But these 6 principles will never change. So let's go through them, right? So step number one is that you need to use your company's products or program or service or whatever it is. You need to use that and use it properly. Like, the as much as, you know, so many of us want to come in and we want to get that financial transformation straight away, and I totally get it. And then we talk about, you know, this isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. We need to have a long-term mindset that if we're going to have long-term success in this business, we need to have authentic stories and we need to have authentic results, authentic personal experience. We need to have a love, the energy when we talk about our company's products and what they've done for us, our company's system and what it's done for us. We need to have that authentic energy. If you're faking it, if you're making it up, things will never last in the long term. So step number one is very, very simple. What are your company's products? What are your company's services? And then use them and create that skin transformation, that, you know, that confidence transformation, that energy transformation, that weight transformation, that sleep transformation, whatever it is. Use your company's products and create an authentic story on how they've helped you change a problem in your life. Now, again, if it's more like a financial situation, again, well, there's a story. You know, use your company's financial products to fix your own situation first. We kind of, you know, we got to put our own oxygen mask on first. And again, it's great to sit there and say, you know, I'm going to help a lot of people get financial freedom. Well, as you'll see as we go through the next 5 steps, like, let's create our own financial freedom first. Because again, if we're going to authentically sell financial freedom, we should probably be financially free ourselves first. Because, you know, we need to show people what to do. If I wanted marriage, you know, premarital advice, I'm going to go to someone who's married first. You know, like that's the reality. If I want to learn how to run a marathon, I'm going to find someone who's run marathons before and ask them how to do it, right? So if people are joining your team for financial freedom or, you know, the benefit of your financial product, then make sure you're using that financial product yourself. You're using it to be able to get financial results and create your story. So that's step number one. Step two is that we then go out and share that story for people looking for a similar transformation. So if you've been able to lose weight and you find people who are wanting to lose weight, they're struggling, you have products or a system or a program that helps them, and you share your story. You know what? I wanted to lose weight, but I didn't want to count calories. I didn't want to eat like a rabbit. I didn't want to give up chocolate, and now I've been able to. Boom, you can tell that story. If you have a skincare product, you know, I was always having breakouts. I was never happy with my skin. I was never confident. I found this simple system, 1, 2, 3, morning, lunch, dinner, whatever it is, and now I'm confident. You know, if you've got a travel business, you know, we were never able to afford with traveling for the family, and now we can thanks to this travel business, and you're looking for other people who want to be able to travel and have, you know, 5-star holidays on a 3-star budget because they've got families and stuff like that. So we tell that story consistently. Now, if we do that, we earn a side hustle income. So steps one and two are create your story and then go out and share your story. You know, create an authentic story and then you authentically go out and share it. And again, if it's authentic, if there's energy, if there's excitement, if there's passion behind it, people will want to be part of it. They will be attracted to it. Now, step three, teach your people how to do steps one and two. So if you teach your people how to use the products, use the program, use the system, because again, like it might seem obvious to us and, you know, I mean, I remember I had this problem. Like I had 10, 15 years of, you know, professional health science, university and working in a hospital and working with athletes and, you know, working with patients for my whole life, essentially, my whole professional life. So when I started using, you know, health products, it was like, oh, well, this is obvious. You do this and this. That was really obvious to me. But it wasn't always obvious to other people. People didn't know how to use the program. And so one of my very first lessons was, okay, well, you know, I need to teach people how to do step one because they can't craft an authentic story. They can't craft a transformation story if I don't actually teach them how to do step one. Now, again, you can have systems in place. You can have PDFs. You can have videos. You can have, you know, websites, all that kind of stuff. However you choose to do it, if you've got a welcome video in your Facebook group, you've got you know, a step-by-step on your website, if you've got a PDF and you know, send people the PDF in the welcome email, if you've got all three of them, you know, whatever it is, teach them how to use their products and then teach them how to craft a financial story. Now, if you do those things, then you start to earn more than just a side hustle income because you start to tap into leverage. So steps one and two are still an active income. Again, we love to talk about residual income and we'll get to that in a sec. But if you're using the products and creating a story and then going out and sharing that story, that is an active income. It's still based on how active you are. Then we duplicate, we systemize and we duplicate and we create leverage. We teach people how to have their own side hustle. We teach people how to launch their own little business, their own passion, create their story. And if we do steps one and two, we start to create a really cool financial story. At this point, we can start to be earning, you know, like a really good extra income. We could even be potentially matching, overtaking our current income, which is awesome. We're starting to create that financial story by helping people duplicate and we create more leverage. Now, if you need help with that, you can go to my website, andrewlogan.net, and you'll see a button there, free resources, and there's a business blueprint, or you can go to andrewlogan.net/blueprint, and there's a step-by-step on how to do all that. There's like videos and step-by-steps and templates on how to create your own story and all that kind of stuff. And you can use those videos, you can use that blueprint as just templates and tools and systems in your business. So if you don't have that, you can download it free from the website, okay? Or you can just go direct to andrewlogan.net/blueprint and download it free there as well. Anyway, let's move on to step number four. Now, If you have done steps 1, 2, and 3 and you've done them properly, you now have an authentic financial story for people looking for a financial transformation, right? Like, this is about long-term income, so we need to have authentic stories to tell. So if I brought you in for an opportunity and said, this is the opportunity to make $1 million, and they're like, how much have you made? And it's like, oh, you know, like, and sometimes we're taught to kind of, oh, well, I haven't added it all up yet. And, you know, it's little white lies and evasive answers. We can avoid all of that kind of evasion or all of that little, you know, dodgy little tactics kind of stuff. And just say, you know what, this is it. And this is it. And I know how to do it. This is my authentic story. I have done the work, I have built the skills, I have built the muscle, and I've created my own financial transformation by going through steps 1, 2, and 3. And this is so important. This is so, so, so important. This is something I'm really, really passionate about because, yes, we can show people a video that gives them the opportunity. Yes, we can show people, you know, a company video that talks them through the compensation plan. Yes, we can get them along to an event where a company is going to give them a broad view of the whole company and all that kind of stuff. But people still want to know that you have gone down that path. And it is like going to the gym. I was at the gym this morning and thinking about, you know, what are you going to talk about on your podcast today? And it was that. And I'm sort of, you know, you're looking around at the gym and everyone's training for their own reasons and stuff like that. But, you know, so much of what we do in the gym isn't really that relevant to our life. You know, like you think of like the bench press, you know, like it's bench press, a huge movement in the gym, you know, especially with, you know, young males, like how much do you bench kind of stuff. And you want to get all jacked and ripped through the chest and the arms. But it's sort of like, how many times in your life do you lay on your back and push something up and down? Like incredibly rarely, right? But we do the reps in the gym so that we're prepared later on in life if something might happen. You know, you do the exercise and you run laps of the track in case you need to ever run down later. You know, that you get your body fitter and healthier so that it can come up against challenges that might pop up and beat them more easily. You know, we do the reps so that we're ready. And it does remind me of it. There's a classic saying, like if you ever come along $1 million, if $1 million ever just gets like put into your lap, you better be a millionaire first, or like, or you better become a millionaire very quickly, because the $1 million in your lap doesn't define you as a millionaire. It's, have you actually done the financial education? Do you have the financial reps? Have you listened to the podcasts, read the books, you know, done all those things, like created the budget, created that money mindset, worked through some of your limiting money beliefs, all those sorts of things, to make sure that you have a millionaire's mindset so that when that $1 million falls into your lap, you actually know what to do with them. So one of the biggest challenges, and we've talked about it in previous podcast episodes recently, like how do I find more leaders? And it's like, well, become a leader first so that you become a leader so that then you know what to do when those great people do come along. Because too often I see people like, once this leader comes into my life, once this leader comes into my business, then I'll step up. And it's like, no, you need to have done the reps. You needed to have gone to the gym, or you needed to run around the track, or you needed to have read the books. You need to have done the physical reps, the mental reps, so that you have the skills ready for when the people come in looking for the business. So in any business, in any profession, we do need to do an apprenticeship, essentially. And the greatest thing about this business model is you can be making side hustle to potentially full-time income purely in your apprenticeship. Like you can, but sometimes we want to go from $0 to $1 million like overnight kind of stuff. You know, in my old life, I had to do a 4-year apprenticeship at university just to get a job. I had to know pretty much, you know, not everything obviously, but I had to know pretty much everything about the human body that I needed for my profession before I was even allowed to touch a patient. You know, in this profession, it's like, hey, you signed up 5 minutes ago, go out in the street and get to work. And that is great, but it also just means that, you know what, like we need to respect the apprenticeship that we need to do. And the apprenticeship is step one, create your own story, use your products properly, create your own story. Step two, tell that story, like the actual skill of marketing what you do. It's a skill. We need to learn how to share our story. We need to learn how to speak to people. We need to learn how to market. And it's crazy that, you know, in 2022, here we are like having to teach people how to talk to people. But that's also a reality, right? That's the reality that some people just go out and then they, you know, it's that verbal vomit and they're just like all over people, right? So we do, we use the products, we create the story, we do the reps, we go out and practice our story, we learn how to market. Then we turn around and teach people how to use our products, teach people how to use our system, teach people how to create their own story, and we create a financial story. Then we have a financial story that we can go out and teach people. We can go out with that, you know, financial story, and we can go out to the people and say, hey, you know what? You're looking to earn an extra $500,000 a week. I've been able to do that, and I have the posture and confidence to show you what to do. I've done the reps. I've done this, like all the skill development. I've done my apprenticeship. Now, yes, we never arrive. You know, personal development's a, you know, it's like we're always growing. You know, if you're not growing, you're dying. Like we always want to be growing. But I've done at least the apprenticeship where I can take you through. So just before we get into step five and step six and finalize, I want to recognize our subscriber of the week. So subscriber of the week, someone who's, you know, taken a screenshot of their device, they've popped it up on their stories, up on their social media, done a little post about the podcast episode, just helping, you know, the podcast grow, helping, you know, more people find this podcast. If you're getting value out of it and you want to help more people find it, greatly appreciate it if you just take a screenshot of your device, pop it up on your stories, tag me, I'm at Andrew James Logan, and just, you know, what was your light bulb moment or what was the kind of like aha moment that you've learned from this? And so I want to recognize Rebecca Miller-Ferris, who did a post. She actually had two podcast episodes side by side. She'd posted up and she actually put it up on her wall that, you know, the action steps that she was learning and, you know, what she was learning and what she was going to put into action. So Rebecca Ferris, I want to thank you. Now, the one thing with Rebecca, when she did do this post, she's obviously someone who's found the podcast fairly recently or so and has gone back to like episode one because she posted some of the earlier episodes and she's working through, which is amazing. She's gone right back to the start and working her way through. So it may be a little while until you hear this one, Rebecca, but when you do, make sure you send me a message. I'm at Andrew James Logan. Let me know you're a subscriber of the week, episode 145, and I will send you out a little prize. I'm going to spin the wheel here. You get our VIP group, a month's membership of our VIP group. So make sure you message me when you get to here, Rebecca. Now, let's get into steps five and six. So you've probably got a pretty good idea of what's going on here, but step five is you have the financial transformation story, and now we're going to teach people how to go through steps 1 to 4. So the people who come in and they see, yep, I want to earn an extra $500 a week. I want to earn $1,000 a week. You know what? I'm going to take you through the 4 steps that I did to get there. I'm going to teach you how to use our products program, our company's program. Because if you don't use the products and you don't use them properly, you're not going to have an authentic story. It's not going to work. This is a massive one. So many people like, I don't care about the products. I'm just here for the business. Well, then you're treating it like a get-rich-quick scheme. Because if you don't care about the products, how can you possibly go out and authentically tell someone that these products are good for them, are great value, and will absolutely change their life? You can't. Like, you're lying. And, you know, yeah, it might work for 5 minutes or so, but if you want long-term success, you can't be lying to people. You have to be authentic. So the very first thing is if you're going to join the company, if you're going to join for the business, and that's like, there's nothing wrong with joining for the business, but you need to respect that there's an apprenticeship that you need to do. And if someone is saying to you, you don't even need to use our products, you don't need, like, our company doesn't make you do that, I would just, you know, strongly recommend that you're probably like, you're really going to struggle to have long-term success if you don't need to use your company's product to then go out and sell your company's product, because the authenticity won't be there. Now, it can be done. Like, you know, the person who sold me my car probably doesn't drive that brand of car, right? But they still drive a car at least. They drove a car to work to then sell me the car that I wanted to buy, right? So yes, it really, 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 really helps. You're kind of shooting yourself in the foot if you don't use your own products. It can be done, but you're starting like 10 laps behind everyone else because you're just, you don't have that enthusiasm, you don't have that excitement. And sales is an exchange of energy and it's an exchange of excitement. So you're going to take people through steps 1 to 4, use the products, create your story, duplicate that, teach the new people coming in to use the products, create their own story, and then you have your financial story, and then you can go out and start sharing that financial story to people. Will it take you 3 to 6 months to do your apprenticeship? Yeah, maybe, but you know what? Every other profession in the world, we just like accept a 5 to 10 year apprenticeship. Like imagine if a surgeon was like, I want to make $500,000 as a surgeon. Cool. Just go operate on someone tomorrow. Don't worry about all that, you know, university stuff. Like, don't worry about that. Just watch a video and then go out and operate on someone, right? Like, it's crazy that we kind of sometimes think we can bend the rules of the universe in this industry, right? But if someone comes in for the business, they want results fast. Yep, 100%. Let's get them some belief. Talked about this in the very, like, most recent podcast episode. Let's get them some results. Let's get them some belief, 100%. But then we need to then, like, that belief, that result is buying us time then to say, you know what, right, now we've got to go through your apprenticeship. Now there's a learning curve. And again, you can be earning $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 a week while you're in your learning curve, which is incredible. But if you try and skip that learning curve and then you try and bring people in and tell them they don't need the learning curve and, you know, we don't need that over here, it's going to fall apart. You will be treating this exactly like a get-rich-quick scheme. And it will be. It will be a get-rich-quick scheme if you treat it like a get-rich-quick scheme, which we don't want, right? So you're going to take people through steps 1 to 4. Now, the final step, and this is where we actually get residual income and freedom. Steps 1 to 5, at this point, we're getting a really, really good income. We're getting a great leveraged income of duplication and systems. Now we need to teach people how to teach the above 5 steps. So teach people how to teach people to go through that process. Teach, teach, teach. Then you can lay on the beach. Coaching, mentoring, leadership, it is about helping someone get the result. We teach them what to do and we teach them how to teach their people. And if you can teach people how to teach people how to teach people, then you will have a residual income that will take care of you for the rest of your life. Like, you will have a residual income that just keeps going and it doesn't need you to be there because you've taught people how to teach people how to teach people and that value of the teaching. Now that, again, comes down to, you know what, it's all about doing the basics. It's, we're teaching how to create a story and how to share the story. So we create a story and then we share the story. Then we teach people how to create a story and share the story. And then by doing that, we develop a new story, a financial story, and we create that financial story. We teach people how to like create their own financial story. And then we teach people how to teach people how to create their own financial story. And that's then when we have a residual income. Now, along the way, as I said, we're making great amounts of money along the way through our apprenticeship, but it's not residual income until people can teach people. But that is what's so important. And that's what separates a good income from a great income. That's what separates, you know, a good side hustle income, a good full-time income from a freedom income, is the ability to teach people how to do this, how to do it themselves. You know, following scripts, following templates, following tools helps them get off the ground. But at some point, we need to teach them their own fundamentals. We need to teach them their own skill sets. And then we teach them. Now, how do you learn to do that? By doing it yourself, right? And that's why it's so important that we go through the steps ourselves. We don't just skip to steps 4, 5, and 6. We don't just, you know what, I don't need to use the products. I don't need to do that. Because if you're not doing it yourself, you can't teach it. You certainly can't teach it authentically. You can't teach it with honesty, integrity, or anything like that. And again, if you want long-term income, honesty, integrity, authenticity, I mean, they are just huge, huge components of having long-term success. And that is what I want from you, for you, I should say. I want you guys to be able to have long-term financial success, long-term happiness, long-term freedom. And that comes from just going through the apprenticeship, doing the reps. And if you do the reps, you build the skills, you develop the stories, you develop the skill sets and processes and mindsets to then be able to teach people. And if you stay with them a little bit longer, you don't just let them leave straight away and you don't leave your own business straight away, you stay with them a little bit longer and teach them how to teach, then you can lay on the beach. Teach, 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 and then you can lay on the beach. Very, very simple mantra, but very, very powerful. And I hope you've got value out of this. As I said, guys, I like to try and keep things as simple as possible because I'm simple, right? So things need to be simple so that I can understand them. But if we take people through that process, yes, it might be a little bit slower. Yes, you can cut corners. Yes, but I'm here for long money. You know, I didn't come in for short money. I came in for long money. And so that meant I wasn't taking any shortcuts. Now, were we as fast out of the blocks as other people? No, but they all disappeared. You know, unfortunately, most of their businesses collapsed, you know, because they didn't have that understanding. They didn't have that development in the system. They didn't have those training processes and systems in place. If you chase short money, it will be at the expense of long money. If you want long money, you do need to just go through the process. It's a little bit slower, but nothing worth having ever came easy, right? If you're going to have, you know, multiple six figures a year for the rest of your life, then, you know, it, and, you know, seven plus, like, I mean, this industry, there's no limit, like whatever goal you want, multiple six, seven, multiple seven figures. You've just got to understand that you've got to teach enough people how to do this and teach enough people how to teach other people. If you can do that, then you'll have incredible life-changing income. So I hope you've got value out of this. I hope it's helped, and I hope it has helped you put those puzzle pieces together. You are closer to financial freedom in your mind. You can see a clearer picture of the systems you need to go and create and the skill sets you need to develop. You know, just like going to the gym, just like lifting the weights, just like doing the reps. Put in the work and you will see the value later on. I promise you that. Guys, I hope you got value out of today's episode, and I will see you for another episode later on this week. Catch you then.
Thanks for listening to The Way Out, Creating Financial Freedom Through Network Marketing. Connect with Andrew on Instagram and Facebook at Andrew James Logan. For your 7-step system to financial freedom and other tools and resources to help you grow your business fast, go to www.andrewlogan.net. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, keep moving forward.